Shalom, we're sitting here in the old city. I'm sitting with Michael. Michael, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21. How long have you been studying Torah?
About 9 months.
About 9 months. Good. Okay. And you're from America?
Yes, I am. From Los Angeles.
LA. Okay. Now, we want to talk today about a concept that might seem a little unusual, but it's a very important concept, and try to understand the nature of this concept to get a great understanding of it, a good understanding of it. Is there an all? Can we say there's an all?
Yeah, we could.
Okay, now, what is this all? Where is this all, for instance? Where is the all?
It's all around us.
All around us. And through us?
And through us. We're part of the all.
Part of the all. Wait a minute. Now, if we can solve this problem apart, I think we're in good shape. In order to part something, what do we need? You have to have something that you don't have now. Let's say a loaf of bread, for instance.
Okay.
If it's one loaf of bread, it's bread all the way through.
Right.
And it's not parted. But after it's parted, it's not bread all the way through. What is it?
Slices of bread.
Slices of bread. But if I slice it and it's still all together, is it parted?
Mm.
If I squeeze it all together, is it still parted? What do you have to have there?
No, it wouldn't be parted. It's like dividing, but it's still all the same six segments.
But what do you have to have new then if it's parted in order for it to be parted?
Divisions.
Well, like let's take a pen here, this pen in my hand. It's divided, but it's not parted.
Right.
So we need something else.
Like a separation.
Separation. Now, in order to have a separation, what do we have to have?
Space in between.
Space in between. Now, does it have to be space? What else could it be besides space?
Besides space? Something different.
Very good. Something other than the thing you're trying to part. If you don't have anything other than the thing you're parting, though, it's going to...
It's all one thing.
Okay, now, do we have anything other than the all?
No.
So, can we part the all?
No, we can't part the all.
So are you part of the all?
No. It's hard to say.
It's hard to say. Okay, well, that's what we're trying to do, is to try to figure out how to say this. This is the whole idea of the conversation.
Okay.
Okay, so let's try it again. You told me there's nothing other than the all.
Right.
Where is the all?
It's all around us, and we are included in the all.
Well, that was good. I like the way you said that. Okay, can you point at the all?
Anywhere I point is the all.
Very good. So am I pointing at the all when I point at you?
Yes, you are.
So you're the all.
I don't want to say segment or part of the all, but I am. I'm not the all.
You're not the all?
I can be the all, because there's so much more around me.
But is there anything other than the all?
No, there's nothing else than the all.
Then how can you be anything else?
True.
True what?
True, you're right.
True, I'm right what?
Then how can it be anything else?
So are you the all?
I can't say I'm the all.
Why not?
Because I'm not the all.
You're not the all, then you're saying there's something other?
No, it's not right to say that. Myself saying that I am the all,
right.
It's kind of egotistical of me.
It does sound that way, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
it does.
Okay, but is there any alternative to this?
No, there isn't. So I guess I am the all.
Wait a minute. How can you say the all? You're very little, and the all is very big.
Right.
So how can we resolve this? Do you have any solution for this? Let's look at it another way. Let's see. Let's try this way. Let's say you have a bright light coming out of the ceiling.
Right.
And we're sitting in the room under this light, and in between us and the light, we're going to put a big, thick sheet of black plastic.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, we're sitting under that plastic. What do we see?
We see nothing.
Wrong? Try again.
If the black plastic is thick enough, we wouldn't see any light.
We wouldn't see any light. Well, we just
see like black light.
Not black light. Darkness.
Yeah, like the darkness.
Okay, well, darkness is not nothing. Darkness is something, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, we're going to put four holes in the light. One shaped like a circle,
mm-hmm.
One like a square, one like a triangle, and one like a Jewish star.
Okay.
Shaped in those shapes, okay?
Okay.
And now we're sitting under the plastic. Okay, what do we see now? We see four beams of light.
Shaped like those.
Every beam will be shaped according to the shape of the hole.
Right.
And we'll see this light coming from the hole in the black plastic above us.
Mm-hmm.
We might see it on the ground where it lands. And if there's dust in the room,
we'll see it through the air.
We'd see the columns of this, right? Okay, so now imagine yourself grabbing a hole of the circle light with your left hand.
Okay.
And the square of the light with your right hand. Okay? Now, how many lights are you grabbing?
Only two.
But how many lights are there?
There's four.
Let's start over again. What do we start with?
We start with one light.
Ah.
I'm only grabbing one light.
So you're only grabbing one light. But
right.
What?
But it's kind of been taking a different path or segmenting differently.
But let's say I take the plastic out real quickly. We're sitting in the room. What do you see? One light.
Just one light. Okay.
Put the plastic back. How many lights?
Okay. I see four, but there aren't actually just one.
There's only one.
Right.
You don't see four. You're deluded and think you see four.
Right.
You see four beams of one light.
Okay.
But it's still only one light.
Right.
Okay? Okay, but the circle is not the square.
No, it's not.
And it's not in the same place.
No, it's not.
But they're one.
Yes, they are.
No, this is getting interesting. Okay, now, let's put another sheet of plastic a few feet under that sheet of plastic.
After the four.
We have one sheet of plastic with four holes in it, and now 5 feet or so underneath this, we're going to put another sheet of plastic.
Okay.
Now, in this sheet of plastic, we're going to put 600,000 holes, each one a different shape.
Okay.
And a bunch of these holes, we're going to put a thin sheet of cellophane, different colored cellophane.
Okay.
Got the movie? Got the picture? Okay. And we're sitting under the second sheet of plastic.
Okay.
Now what do we see?
It's all one light. It's 600,000 different colored lights.
Colors, shapes, different places.
Right.
Okay, now over here we see a blue light, over here a green light, here's square yellow, here's square circle.
Mm-hmm.
Now what about each of these circles and different shapes of light? Do they know, of course they don't know because they're light, but do they know that they are the one with the blue light across the room?
No, they don't.
No, they don't, but they are.
But they are.
Okay, now let's get back to the point about the all.
Okay.
Okay? Now, is all one?
All is one.
Are you the all?
I am the all.
That's good. Now, how can you phrase that? Hey, Michael, you're a teenager from California. Now you're calling me the all.
There has to be a better word than, I guess what's the manifestation of it?
Well, it's all a manifestation. But you ever been in the ocean?
Because, yeah, I've been in the ocean, yes.
All the ocean?
No, not all. I guess I wasn't all the ocean, yeah.
Why? Because the ocean's one.
The ocean's one, so if you're any part of it.
Ah, but it wasn't part of it anyway, so you're not in any part of it. So if you're anywhere in the ocean, you're still in the one ocean.
Right.
What about in existence?
I believe I'm in existence.
You better be. If you're not existing, we're in serious. Who am I talking to? Right? Okay, let's try to get an easier one now. Rainbow.
Okay.
First start with the light in the room. Can you see the light in the room?
Not really.
Good for you. That's right. You and I can't see light.
Right.
Okay, but we can bend the light, like through a prism,
right.
And on the far side we'll see the colors, right? The seven basic colors. Okay? Now, with your right index finger point to the blue light,
mm-hmm.
And with your left index finger point to the red light.
Right.
Got it?
Okay.
Now, how many lights are you pointing at?
One light.
Good for you. You're catching on to this, right? Okay, so what's the point of this concept? What we're trying to reach at is that all is one and there's nothing other than the all. But how can you as an individual identify yourself with the all? The secret has to do with perspectives. When we're talking about you and you identify yourself as Michael, then obviously it's difficult for you to say you're the all. But if we're talking about you and we're talking about existence, then existence is one. So it depends on our perspective, the different so-called level of perspective as to how we can relate and understand this. Okay, let me give you another couple little exercises here. Say my body, say that.
My body.
Now point to your body. Good, okay, you're pointing the right place. Okay, now say my brain.
My brain.
Now point to your brain. Good. Now say my.
My.
Now point to the my.
Point to the my.
That was the question right there. That's the body. You did that before.
All of you is my.
All of you is my or mine? See, when we say my body, we have a possessor and a possession. Right? Now, I'm asking about the possessor as opposed to the possession. Now, you're looking. Well, you started to look for yourself. I could see in your eyes. You look back into your head like you were looking for what you are. When you come to understand the nature of the I and stop associating it merely with the body, then it'll be easier for you to identify with the all. But as long as you totally identify with your body, which is merely a garment wrapped around you, then it's almost impossible to identify with the all. An interesting article I read in the paper that Albert Einstein wrote that the illusion that we are separate from each other is an optical delusion of our consciousness. What does that mean?
that we really aren't separate from each other.
So what is our experience then if we're not separate from you? Here you're sitting over there looking at me, and I'm sitting over here looking for you. Seems to be a whole bunch of space in between us.
Yeah.
But we're not separate.
But we are separate.
Well, now you're identifying by your body alone. You're identifying your we, your I, with Michael.
Mm-hmm.
But like the fingers of the hand, the little pinky and the thumb say we're totally separate.
But, okay, like your example with the light.
Okay, right.
But let's say if it was somehow, if it had mirrors and it bended one light to go east, one light to go west.
Fine.
So the one going east is experiencing things in the east.
Right.
The one going west is different. It might all be part of the all.
Part of the all?
It might all be the all.
Right.
But they're still, each of them is doing their own little thing.
100%. Now, we've never said all is the same. We've only said it's one. We'll work on the sameness in a minute.
Okay.
But up until now, we're trying to establish whether or not it's one.
Okay.
It is one.
It's one.
So even if the light went over to the east, the other light went to the west.
Still one light.
Although that's an eastern light and this is a western light.
Right.
Okay, very, very good. Okay, now, so the pinky on the hand says, I'm a pinky. And the thumb says, I'm a thumb. Now, if I tell the pinky he's the hand, what's he going to say to me?
He's always on the hand.
Why?
He's
pinky.
He's part of the hand. But
the hand's not parted. If the hand was parted, I couldn't wiggle a finger.
He's a different, I don't know, say segment, that's the same word. A different thing of the hand.
A different thing of the hand? A different area of the hand?
That's,
oh, area? There. Oh, you like it. So there's a lot of trouble, because we'd have to cut the finger off, God forbid, right? Okay, fine. So the pinky is a pinky,
yes,
but when you grab the pinky, you're also grabbing the hand.
Correct.
So when you grab anywhere in the world, you're still grabbing the world.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Now, this whole subject, what's the... We're going to talk about the differences first, and we'll get to the reason for all this conversation. Don't let me get away without telling you the reason for it. Okay. Now, if I tap your head, I'm tapping you.
Mm-hmm.
If I tap your foot, I'm tapping you.
Correct.
But your head's not your foot.
No, it's not.
But they're one.
Yes, they are. They're part of me.
Part of you?
They're an area of me.
An area of you?
Yeah.
Okay, but you don't look at yourself as saying my head's an area of me. You say,
no, right. Because I'm segmented.
You're not segmented.
It's arms. They're different.
But it's not. What do you mean segment? Explain yourself. Maybe it is a segment. Different areas of your body?
Different kinds of divisions, you know?
Well, the division is where? In the body or in the mind?
In the body.
No, the body's one. How many skins do you have?
Only one skin.
Okay, so it's all not parted or segmented. It functions differently. The foot functions differently than the head,
mm-hmm.
But there's still one.
Correct.
Okay, now what's the purpose for this conversation? It's a very high madrega, a very high level of consciousness where a person comes to be Yirat Shemayim, where that means he fears God. If he comes to such a level of fearing God, he's a righteous person. Now, would such a person that fears God step on somebody else's toe on purpose?
No.
Why not? But try to answer it from the perspective of fear of God. Why would he not?
Because if, since we are all one.
Why not fear of God? We're talking fear. You know what fear of God means?
Being scared of something.
Okay, of what? In this case?
I guess punishment.
Ah, now you got it. Okay, so why wouldn't this guy step on somebody else's toe?
There's his fear, from punishment.
From what? From how?
From God.
Ah, that's fear of God. He never sins because he's afraid God's going to bring back upon him his sin.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, but now let's see, understand the idea that we've been talking about here for the last 20 minutes or so.
But if we are all one.
Right.
And then we are, I don't want to say part, but we're an area of God.
An area of God? Okay, that's a little tricky to say God has areas, but go ahead.
Right. I mean, okay, but... So then, fearing God is fearing ourselves?
Well, it depends. If you're talking about your perspective, your lower level perspective in both of those sentences, then you say Michael's fearing Michael, and that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Michael fearing the all, the creator of all. Michael's a teenager. Michael breaks. Michael lives. Michael dies. God doesn't have any of these characteristics.
Okay.
Okay. So first off, so we're not going to step on somebody else's toe because...
Fear of punishment.
Fear of punishment come back upon us.
Right.
Okay, now let's say you understand that all is one.
Okay.
Which is this really is. Now we've been talking about
right.
this. Okay, so now would you step on somebody else's toe on purpose?
No, I wouldn't.
Why not?
that it's stepping on my own foot.
Ah, that's love of God. That's even higher than fear of God. So now, let's say you understand this concept. Would you, when you go to the Kotel, the Western Wall, to pray, and your shoelace is untied, would you put your shoe up on a chair and tie your shoe?
No, I wouldn't.
Why not?
Because someone's going to sit there.
Good for you. Excellent. Perfect. Now you understand it's one. If you think everything is separate, then you could have an idea. What do I care if somebody else sits on it? I wouldn't even think of the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it's love of God. Even higher than fear of God. You did a very good job today. Do you have any questions on this subject? We can talk more about it and make it any clearer to you.
So if we are, I don't want to say part again.
Okay, but don't then. Say another word. Aspects?
Okay, if we're aspects of God.
Okay.
Okay. And if we are all one.
Since we are all one.
Since we are all one, then the fact that that every person has their own separate experiences. I mean,
individual experience.
Individual, and I know you have to love every. You know, you have to all love each other, like love every Jew as you love yourself. But there, I don't know how to say this. I guess like when you have bad parts.
Well, how about okay, good. So we've said today that it's all one,
right.
But we said also that it's not all the same. So you have to treat a shoe like a shoe, and a tooth like a tooth, and a head like a head,
mm-hmm.
and a guy that's misbehaving, you have to treat him like somebody who's misbehaving. A guy who's behaving well, you treat him like somebody who's behaving well. When it says that love, it says love your brother, love your fellow as yourself, that's somebody, your, the word your in there is on purpose, someone who's behaving properly, like yours.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's somebody who's trying, God forbid, to kill you, then you're obligated to rise up and kill him first. In the body, the white corpuscles eat the red corpuscles, and the red corpuscles eat the white corpuscles in order for there to be healthy body. So something similar to that in our world, in our experience, we respect those who are doing good, and we try to criticize or lock up those who are doing bad. We treat everything according to its nature. Just because it's all one doesn't mean that it's all good in our eyes. Doesn't mean that it's all behaving itself properly. There's people that try to create wars, as we're experiencing here now. So that doesn't mean you go up and say it's okay and turn the other cheek. That's not a Jewish concept at all. A Jewish concept is you have to protect yourself and survive. Okay?
Since we are all one and God is good,
right?
It's his natural thing.
He's right.
So then why are there some things which are, I guess, evil?
Apparently evil. Yeah.
Evil.
Very good. That's a good question. The answer to that is, in the end, we'll see they're really for good. Let me explain. 2,000 years ago, prophets came to right where we're sitting now and said to the Jewish people, you better square away. You better stop doing these sins or God's going to send a nation from the north to wipe us out. Did the Jewish people listen to these prophets?
Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't. Did God send a nation from the north to wipe us out? Right. Does God only do good?
Yes, he does.
But here he sent these evil people coming down upon us to do evil to us and murdered us and threw us out of our country. But God did that for a good reason. So in the end, we'll see even that came about for good. Even though what's happening, we don't. Let me give you another example, a cavity in a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Is a cavity a good thing to have? No, it's not. But if you didn't get the cavity, what would happen?
If I didn't get the cavity, nothing would happen.
Yeah, well, why'd you get the cavity?
Because I did something wrong.
Ah, so if you don't change what you're doing wrong, and you don't get the cavity that shows you're doing something wrong, something worse is going to happen.
Okay.
You lose the whole tooth.
Why isn't there use of the cavity? Why not make it where the tooth doesn't ever get the cavity?
Okay, that's a very good question. I'm glad you're asking these questions. Hashem, God created the world. He wanted man to have free will. In order to be their free will, there has to be white and black, good and bad, up and down choices in the world. If no matter what we did, we'd get no cavities, we wouldn't fall and break our bones or something like that, we would be like angels, it wouldn't matter. We wouldn't have free will. But Hashem says, no, you could eat healthy food, healthy teeth. Eat junky food, don't brush your teeth, sick teeth. That's the way the world has to work. It's called mita keneged mita. Whatever you do comes back to you. It's a very important principle in life. So as you go along, you know, if you do good, good will come. Okay? Any other questions now? This has been very nice talk. I'm very glad you stopped by today, Michael.
Thank you very much.
We have a few moments if you'd like to say something. If not, we can go on and do another subject. What would you like? You got it? Okay, one last thing before, let me caution you. It says the line that talks about this in the Torah, oh, by the way, this whole existence is all existence. Can we call it God?
Yes.
So then are you God?
I don't want to say it in the word again, but...
You better not say it, because God doesn't have parts, if that's what you are.
So how would you explain? How would you explain it? Because I understand your concept, 100%, I agree with it. But there has to be different... Well, I guess I'm a different, like, my perspective of myself is I'm a...
That's good. These are very good. Your perspective of yourself. However, remember, watch out for Einstein's optical delusion of your consciousness.
Right.
Okay. If we talk about existence, it's easier to say you are existence.
Right.
But in truth, God is existence. And the physical creation is but a light of a light of a ray of a ray of what God is. But since God is everywhere and God is all, God has to include even the lowest, lowest, lowest.
Correct.
There's a Christian concept that says God is not in the devil.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Is that accurate?
Not at all.
Why not? Explain.
God is, if there was a devil, God is the devil.
God's got to be everywhere.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So in the end, we see that the evil is for good, and that we see that God is the only one that's existing. But when you say I, since you're identifying as a person, it's almost impossible to say, rightfully impossible to say, I am God. God's the creator of all. We're just the lowest, lowest aspect of this tiny light that he's flowing down into creation. But in truth, this is also him. All the creation, all existence is him. There's no one else here besides God. But like the pinky can't see the body, and the tree can't see the forest, the individual can't see, because of limited consciousness, that in fact the individual is the all. The all is the individual. Okay?
Okay.
Very nice talking to you. I hope to see you.